You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about why they studied astronomy, the scientific study of stars and planets. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for choosing to study the subject. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
When I was 6, my granddad bought me a telescope. It was only a kid's one and wasn't particularly powerful, but it sparked my fascination with space. I'd spent hours gazing up at the dark night sky. As I grew up and became interested in other stuff, I forgot about the stars for a while. But when I did a postgraduate degree, I ended up doing astronomy so I could put my maths and physics degree to use in an interesting way. My parents didn't think there'd be many well-paid job opportunities in the field, and they were right. But I only studied it because I liked it.
Speaker 2.
As a kid, I used to visit my dad at the observatory where he worked. I remember looking through fancy telescopes there. He was so enthusiastic about his work that he wanted me to follow in his footsteps. That was his dream. I wanted to be a racing driver. I only got as far as working as a mechanic on a team, though, which I didn't want to do forever. In order to get ahead, I knew I'd have to have a certificate or two. I turned to astronomy simply because I already knew so much about it. Dad still thinks I did it for him.
Speaker 3.
My family moved around a lot when I was a child, and even when I felt a bit unsettled being in yet another country, the one thing I could rely on was the stars above me. They made me feel safe. So, from being a kid, studying astronomy was the only way forward for me. I can't imagine what I'd have done if I hadn't become an astronomer. I had to work pretty hard at the theoretical side of things. My knowledge of physics and maths was weak, but I was determined. And now I'm doing a job I love.
Speaker 4.
I didn't go to university straight after school. Instead, I worked for an organisation which developed computer software for interpreting satellite images. It was specialist work, and although I started off as the office junior, I picked up quite a lot of knowledge in a very specific field. I did occasionally get to do a bit of practical stuff, which got me interested in astronomy. If I'm honest, I just wanted to play with the big new telescopes I knew were available to students at the university I chose to study at. I passed the course and now travel around the world making observations.
Speaker 5.
As a teenager, I wanted to travel all over the world studying volcanoes, something exciting that very few people knew about. That idea didn't last long, as I realised it would be more satisfying to do what generations of my relatives had done before me and study the universe. Now I'm involved in theoretical astronomy, making observations and testing theories. It's as fascinating as I'd hoped, though the salary could be better. Maybe it will be when I make a major discovery about space.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
When I was 6, my granddad bought me a telescope. It was only a kid's one and wasn't particularly powerful, but it sparked my fascination with space. I'd spent hours gazing up at the dark night sky. As I grew up and became interested in other stuff, I forgot about the stars for a while, but when I did a postgraduate degree, I ended up doing astronomy so I could put my maths and physics degree to use in an interesting way. My parents didn't think there'd be many well-paid job opportunities in the field, and they were right. But I only studied it because I liked it.
Speaker 2.
As a kid, I used to visit my dad at the observatory where he worked. I remember looking through fancy telescopes there. He was so enthusiastic about his work that he wanted me to follow in his footsteps. That was his dream. I wanted to be a racing driver. I only got as far as working as a mechanic on a team, though, which I didn't want to do forever. In order to get ahead, I knew I'd have to have a certificate or two. I turned to astronomy simply because I already knew so much about it. Dad still thinks I did it for him.
Speaker 3.
My family moved around a lot when I was a child, and even when I felt a bit unsettled being in yet another country, the one thing I could rely on was the stars above me. They made me feel safe. So, from being a kid, studying astronomy was the only way forward for me. I can't imagine what I'd have done if I hadn't become an astronomer. I had to work pretty hard at the theoretical side of things. My knowledge of physics and maths was weak, but I was determined, and now I'm doing a job I love.
Speaker 4.
I didn't go to university straight after school. Instead, I worked for an organisation which developed computer software for interpreting satellite images. It was specialist work, and although I started off as the office junior, I picked up quite a lot of knowledge in a very specific field. I did occasionally get to do a bit of practical stuff, which got me interested in astronomy. If I'm honest, I just wanted to play with the big new telescopes I knew were available to students at the university I chose to study at. I passed the course and now travel around the world making observations.
Speaker 5.
As a teenager, I wanted to travel all over the world studying volcanoes, something exciting that very few people knew about. That idea didn't last long, as I realised it would be more satisfying to do what generations of my relatives had done before me and study the universe. Now I'm involved in theoretical astronomy, making observations and testing theories. It's as fascinating as I'd hoped, though the salary could be better. Maybe it will be when I make a major discovery about space.
That is the end of part 3.